This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It happened, and we're going to talk about it coming up. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, the Senate passed a huge $1.3 trillion spending bill. 65-32 is the vote. It happened early Friday morning. So they avoid the partial government shutdown that would have taken place at midnight on Friday. The bill passes with bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate. You want to know how big this sucker is? 2,232 pages. There was a lot of bitterness that was happening over this thing. I'm saying it looked like those pages could have gone flying right out of the top of the dome of the Capitol. It was so cantankerous. The House vote, 256 to 167, came early in the day. There wasn't a lot of debate and no amendments. So now this is it. It's done. The spending package increases domestic funding by $63 billion over last year's levels, 12%. That would be, if my math is correct, military spending, $80 billion. That's 15%. $1.3 trillion to fund domestic and military programs through September 30th. That's the end of the fiscal year. So there you go. Then it comes back to, it's the end of the fiscal year, and what are they doing the next time around? But it went through. There was some unhappiness with a couple of areas of the bill, but there was enough that was there that allowed bipartisan support to get it pushed through. There are things that are still gunked up, and probably the hottest fight was over immigration funding. The bill would bolster border security by $1.6 billion, but that's just a fraction of the $25 billion the president wanted. They wanted an increase for detention beds. Interior immigration enforcement were not included in that, so they weren't. None of that was included in that. And conservatives certainly said, this is meager, baby. This is insufficient. Are you kidding? So within the hour the bill's released, they're talking about it's going to go through, but you've got, you know, barely border security. You have federal money that's still going to sanctuary cities. So there's still some big problems with this, big problems. But it's done. It's done, it's gone, and that's it. What happens next time around? Who knows? Let the debate start now, because it is the oddest thing. And I get it, because, right, you have all these different states. You have states issues. You have who wants to put an amendment here, who's beholden to who, da-da-da. But it just keeps coming down to the same thing over and over again every year. Since I've been doing this show over 10 years, I think probably 7 times, it's always about, is it going to close? Is the government going to close? And we're upset about the amendments that might be jammed into it because everybody has their own specific wants and needs. And then the overarching theme is there's always something that gets screwed up. There's always an area that isn't funded well enough. And, of course, there's a lot of mouths to feed. I get it. But when we have this same issue that's plaguing us every single year, when does it get the focus? When does it get the focus? What happened to those immigration marches? You can look at all sides of this thing. And I always go back to the same dilemma. History is bound to repeat itself if you do the same thing over and over again. And because nobody enforced laws when they were on the books in the 80s, we had this immigration problem. So what are we doing to fix the problem? I had a friend who was a television anchor, and he decided he had enough of it, and he wanted to be a border agent, or he wanted to be involved with the Border Patrol, and he I can't say his name. He rose through the ranks. And as my career was going in the broadcasting direction, the talk direction, his career was going in the border security direction. And eventually, because of so much red tape, even with proof after proof of some of the horrific situations, he had enough and he bailed. And he went into corporate America because he said, even if there are a bunch of sharks and thieves there, it's nothing like what I saw while in the Border Patrol. And he didn't mean the people that were the everyday guys, the women that he was with. He meant the continuous bureaucracy that even if you showed the muckety-mucks what was going on, it still was pushed aside. And then we end up with the situation we have now. We can't do anything about what happened yesterday. We can do something about what happens coming up in the coming days. So that needs to be addressed. That needs to be the focus. There needs to be some focus there. It's the way it is. Instead of constantly going through these same machinations over and over again. It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. All right, let's move on to a couple of other quick hits, because coming up in our next segment, as we set you up to cruise through the weekend, we've got our cheap movie review, and people tell me they love it, so we don't want to skip it. H.R. McMaster is not the National Security Advisor anymore. Instead, John Bolton is. So the president accepted the resignation of H.R. McMaster, then named John Bolton, the former ambassador to the United Nations, to succeed him. There has been a wild couple of weeks, you have to say, right? So last week we were talking about the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson out, replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo, and now we've got Bolton who's in. He's 55, he's a 3-star Army general, and McMaster, so at 55, a 3-star Army general, McMaster will retire from the military after 34 years. Bolton takes over April 9th. Bolton is 69, he's a lawyer, he's been kind of controversial, you'd have to say, he's like the third rail, in foreign policy. He served under President George W. Bush as ambassador to the United Nations. He was appointed during a congressional recess and was never confirmed by the Senate. They couldn't get that through. He's most recently been on Fox News, and he's been pretty skeptical about the Russian interference in the presidential election. So Bolton has not addressed any past statements when he's been interviewed. He's just focusing on what's happening going forward. And he's run his own political operation, including a super PAC that has his name to support Republican candidates. But Bolton is up next. He will be this administration's third national security advisor. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, we know, was fired after less than a month for lying about his contacts with a Russian ambassador, and later last year he was also indicted on those charges. So here we go. Bolton has been increasing his visits to the West Wing, so that would make you think, yeah, there was speculated that this was going to happen, and it did. We're heading to the movies next on America Tonight.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Ooh, that sounds good to me.
Hey.
And you're in for a treat. We're going to look at three different movies coming up this weekend. The first of the bunch is called Midnight Sun. I'm just going to set you up this way. It's a romantic tearjerker. Here's a little slice.
I have this reoccurring dream. I feel the warmth of the sun on my skin and the comfort of arms around me. And I want to stay there forever. But that would be impossible. I have a severe sensitivity to sunlight. Doctor appointments became a part of my routine.
It's not going to fall into remission, and every year the risk becomes more serious.
So I spend all my time indoors, behind special windows, sleeping during the day and staying up all night, and playing music every chance I get.
Waiting, so I'll keep free.
Hey.
What should I have said?
Hey, I'm Katie Price. I've watched you outside my window for the past 10 years, and I've been in love with you, stalking you every minute.
This is what Taylor Swift does. She has awkward interactions with boys, and then she just writes amazing songs about it.
I don't understand how we've never met. I've probably skated by your house every day on the way to practice. Hey, you wouldn't want to do something sometime, would you?
I'm really busy during the day, but I could be free at night.
What does Katie Price want to do?
There's so many things I want to do.
I've been looking at the stars tonight.
Wait, where are you taking me?
Your first live show.
That was literally one of the best things ever.
Right?
I'll be a dreamer till the day I die.
You coming?
They say, oh, have a good day, young.
I am not coming.
comfortable with him not knowing.
I'm going to. I just need a little longer. Being someone more than just a disease.
This isn't something you can just not tell me.
I'm so sorry.
But we're not the couple who doesn't try.
A 17-year-old, like I said, Katie Price is her name. Bella Thorne plays Katie Price, and she's been sheltered at home since childhood because she's got this rare genetic disease. It's life-threatening sensitivity to sunlight. There are people that struggle with this. It's very sad. I've seen some of those stories. So this is a teen movie, but it's a teen movie that might get a little traction. There are a lot of people that are interested in it. If you believe in Rotten Tomatoes, they say 84% of the people out there that were looking at this want to see it. So it may do okay at the box office. It certainly will do well streaming. If you like those kind of movies, you want to take your daughter, your granddaughter, your teens, that seems likely that they would be the crowd that would pick up on this. Let's put it that way. Let's move to our next one. And our next one is one that I'm kind of interested in. Maybe it's because of my nephew, and it's called Pacific Rim. Check it out.
Jake, your father always said he wanted you to be a pilot.
He said the law of things. I'm not a hero like he was.
The kaiju. They're gonna come back. I'm not gonna be stuck waiting for someone else to come save my ass.
Cadets, you better gear up.
Someone let them in. Someone from our world.
Who is that?
Definitely not one of ours.
Let's do this.
This is your chance to make things right.
We're gonna need more pilots.
We have them. There are pilots we remember as legends, but they didn't start out that way. They started out like us. This is our time to make a difference. Do you understand? Jaeger pilots, do you understand?
One way to find out.
That's what I'm talking about!
Gonna be a long day.
What do we do?
We fight. Overdose, those on top of me.
All right, so this movie is the sequel to the 2013 Guillermo del Toro's 2013 Pacific Rim, and I was just reading a review about it, and it said, big, dumb, very loud action movies just aren't for the Transformers franchise anymore. It really trashed it. It said, a bevy of B-movie cliches and flaming chainsaw swords for everybody. It's an interesting beast. The first half is all plotting, exposition character introductions, and it switches off the rails and whatnot. And so not very warm and friendly to that movie, but there are definitely people who want to go see it because it's a sequel. And the first one was really, really popular. Perhaps it is better to wait instead of getting that, as they call it, a Sharknado experience. Wait until it streams. Then it costs you hardly anything, right? If you have a bunch of kids over your house or people who want to see the second part of this, then you just watch it that way. All right, we are very close to Easter, so this movie resonates, I think, with a lot of people. Paul, Apostle of Christ.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a terrible evil in the world. Darkness is spreading. I know you are suffering persecution. Faith is being tested. I know you question the way. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope, to bring light into this present darkness, and to remind us all how God changed the hateful man who will change the history of the world.
I'm not dreaming.
Rome is stained with the blood of our brothers and sisters.
No!
This is what trusting God gets you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in the city.
I cannot fix this. You can inspire their faith. The rest of people looking to me before Christ.
The day I heard you preach, my God, I saw Christ in you.
There are men, women, and children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your events.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
You think that we are plotting an escape?
Light another world and I send you to whatever god you want.
Luke!
The government overthrown Rome.
To what end?
Justice!
They want revenge.
No!
Why not?
Love is the only way. When the moment comes, you will have the strength to do what is right.
People die today.
This world
doesn't know a thing about love.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
All right, so if you go and see a movie this weekend, make sure you send me a cheap movie review, AmericaTonightRadio.com, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Man Cave. Make it count. Hang with us. Coming up next, more entertainment here on America Tonight.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Gene Baffa. He's written a book called Deception, and I have to tell you, you will be on the edge of your seat. Think about a lot of what I talk about on the show. Think about North Korea. Think about the U.S. Think about spies. Oh, there's all of that in the mix. Gene, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Good morning. Or I should say good evening.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Deception, and tell us about just diving into the world of novels. Your first novel, The Deed, is out there. And by the way, people can pick that up, Amazon, Kindle, et cetera, all of that. What led you down this path?
Well, a very dear friend by the name of Warren Murphy, who worked with me for many years, became a writer because he got fired, and he said, oh, I'm going to try writing. And I used to read Murph's manuscripts, and we would go back and forth, and he came up with a series called The Destroyer. Warren has about 160 books out, and I used to be an unofficial editor, and he used to say to me, you great storyteller, write a book, write a book. And then finally, he kind of nagged me all the time, and he said, if you don't write one, I'm going to get another lawyer. Not that Murphy ever paid his legal fees or anything, but that's beside the point. So I couldn't lose my first client, so I said, okay, I'll try to write a book. And the first book that I wrote was a book for Warren for his series called The Destroyer. It was a book called Prime Summit. And it was really a big success, and his publisher really liked it. So now I had to really go to work and try to become a writer. So I wrote the book. The first book was called The Deed, and had a simple premise. You know, what if there was a real deed to Hong Kong, and it wasn't leased to the British, and you know, the British had to give it back, and now they find out there's this deed, and they don't want to give it back. So that's how I started, What If? And the book came out about 7 years ago, and it still sells. Amazon's had it on its selling list for best-selling list for years. It just keeps selling and selling. And I stopped writing because I'm a lawyer, and I wanted to spend more time practicing law, which is my main source of income, because if I relied on my royalties, I'd probably be living in the street. It doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay well unless, you know, if you're James Patterson, it pays well. So anyway, Murphy started to nag me again, do another book, do another book. And so I sat down and wrote Deception, and unfortunately, Warren passed away before the book came out, so I dedicated it to his memory. Warren got me started into the writing, or as I like to call myself, a scribbler, and a storyteller. And I always kind of think of, what if something happens? What if this? What if that? And when I wrote The Deception, I wrote it about a year ago. It came out December of last year. It's been prophetic. I mean, you know, we talk about the missile with the Supreme Leader, Mr. Kim, and I kind of hit the nail on the head. And to be very honest with you, Kate, it was a lot of luck. I didn't know he would be firing off all these missiles. I did a lot of research. And, you know, the premise of the book is, what if we had an agent in there and we kind of took away some of his uranium, what would happen? And he finds out about it, and, of course, he threatens us. And our hero is Mac Daniels. And Mac has to go back and has to kind of convince him that he really didn't steal it to try and prevent the war. And I have a character in there called Astrid, who's Mac's girlfriend. And Astrid's a real strong woman, and she's becoming the star of the books because more women read than men. And I do a lot of book clubs and library talks, and I have a large woman audience. I have a lot of, in fact, I got about 17,000 followers of Mac on Twitter. I know it's not like the president with a couple of million, but considering it's a nice number, and most of them are women, and they like this character Astrid, who is my heroine in the book with Mac. So that's how it kind of got started. I was kind of nagged into writing. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I write usually from 4 in the morning till about 5:30. Then I get ready to go to work, my only quiet time. And the way I write, I dictate. I use a program on my computer that allows me to talk, and it types because I'm not really a good typist. And the computer's pretty accurate in picking up my New Jersey accent, which I'm sure you can hear. And, you know, I can tell the world that you're a Jersey girl. You're a Jersey girl. You speak better than I do.
I love this story. It's so fascinating. Your buddy Warren, 160 books, and the influence Warren had on you. And just you can tell you're passionate about it, obviously, and disciplined, because you say it's the hardest thing you've ever done, and you're a lawyer, so you had to go through law school, you've raised a family with your wife, etc., everything else that you've done in life, and that discipline, that 4 to 5:30, would you, just as a quick aside, would you tell anyone that is a good storyteller and wants to write that they have to have a little bit of discipline and you just do it?
You've got to be disciplined. You've got to sit down every day and say, I'm going to write 350 words. You've got to sit down and do it. And sometimes you sit in front of your computer and you look at the screen and you're looking at it, and in desperation you'll write the word the 350 times and then you can get out of there. But you know, sometimes the words just flow and the story comes, and sometimes you're just looking at that screen. It is the hardest thing I've ever done to write a book. And I write, I don't make an outline. A lot of writers do an outline, and they list all the A, B, C, D. And I just have the story in my mind, and I let it flow. And my wife often asks, you know, well, how's this going to end? And I say, Pat, I don't know how it's going to end. I say, I left a lot of clues, so maybe I'll figure it out as I get to the end. And my books have a tendency to change because I make it up as I go along. I'm not an outline writer. So that's also a lot of fun for me to sit here and make up the stories. And, of course, I like doing dialogue. I have a lot of dialogue in the book, as you might have noticed. Because I talk the book, you know, I talk the book. But it is hard. Kate, it is truly, you know, you've written books.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard.
You know it's hard to sit down and do it.
But here's the thing, and I feel this, and I guarantee I can feel this from you, talking about with these book clubs, the character Astrid, etc. It's very rewarding when it's done, and when you're out there and you're talking about it, I can tell, I can feel that from you. And are your friends just surprised by this when you started to go down this road?
Yeah, my friends were surprised, and they were also very surprised because I used them as characters in the book. my law partner, Ron Chaljian, we've been law partners for over 40 years, and Ron's middle name is Haig. And in the book, Mac Daniels has a handler, a guy who takes care of him, and his name is Ron Haig. And another lifelong friend is Gene Charkowski. And in the book, we have Admiral Gene Charco. So when they started to read but by the way, that's a great idea, because when your friends see their name, they also go out and buy 10 books and they give them away. I think if I can put enough friends in, I'll make the bestseller list.
Exactly. That is so smart. You're absolutely right. That's planting. I love that. That's a wink to your friends. That's wonderful. What about your wife? And your wife's a lawyer. What does your wife think about this?
My wife likes it because, you know, she would like me to stop practicing law and spend more time at home, and she encouraged me to write. Pat was an English major. I was a math and physics major, so I should be the last person to be writing, and she's always amazed at the fact that I'm a writer, and she never picked up. But Pat's a very accomplished artist and sculptor.
Wow.
And in fact, she spends more time painting now than practicing law. And I have four kids, two lawyers, believe it or not, a doctor and a sports agent. So I'm truly blessed, you know, with my children. I'm very blessed.
Interesting family, such an interesting family. The character Mac in the book, if we go back to Deception, you say it will appeal to readers who love Tom Clancy thrillers or novels.
Yes.
Where powerful American men save the United States from global dangers. You nailed it. That's it. That's the target, right?
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. Mac is an all-American guy. Yeah, he's also a Jersey boy, born in your neck of the woods. He's born down in Princeton, and his parents now live at the Jersey Shore. So when you read the book, you recognize a lot of the landmarks.
Love it.
Yeah, Mac is an all-American guy and loves his country. And Astrid is from the deed, she inherited a company called World News, so she's quite wealthy. And she's a tough woman. I was going to use the expression kick something, but I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't want to hear it on the radio. Beep, beep, beep.
I love that. Okay, so I want to tell everyone the book is Deception, Gene Boffa. What a pleasure to talk to you. You can pick up the book, Amazon.com, of course, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold, of course, Lit Fire Publishing, too, as well.
Sure.
Gene, what a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so flattered to be on your show. You have so many famous people, and you'll have some time for me. That's because you're a Jersey girl, and you feel sorry for the Jersey boy.
That's right. Gene Boffa, thank you.
You be very well. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all for you.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Right now, I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we got to go along with biodiesel, or we got to go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos, because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If there's such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels. And as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas. And then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Well, ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at. But that could be a disaster too, as well, for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, and to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid-70s, and
love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids, and what does that mean, and should I get a hybrid, and how much does it cost to me, and what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of a hybrid in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that. But one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it, something like about half the eligible voter pool votes, so that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something has come here. Something is wrong here.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.